And plus, they said he was fleeing the scene when he jumped overboard. And so his best sense tell him to drowning, I think, is a torturous way to pass away. So I hope he taught it. It is what it is. Forgive me for that. But I just have a problem with you feeling that you could just take people's life and nobody should be able to deal with you with that. No. You know, I'm feeling that. I have much sympathy for him. Forgive me that I don't have much sympathy for him for the foolishness he did to this young lady. I pray for peace on them. Now, let's move on to what's going on in law enforcement. A lot of things have been happening in law enforcement. When the video came out where the police officers humiliated the young girl at the East Street South Police Station, where they recorded her, called her cokehead, and refused to allow her to use the restroom. And as a result, she ended up defecating on the floor in the station in front of all these officers in a room with a bunch of male officers and female officers. What was so bad was that this female officer was just there being insensitive and silly. Oh, cokehead, all right then. And of course, we have a lawyer who has already come forward in the media and said that the government can be sued. We have the Minister of National Security who has spoken out against what has happened and said, heads are rules, there will be consequences. And then we got Lincoln Payne. And Lincoln Payne say, the Minister of National Security is wrong for taking a position in this matter for whatever reason. And I promptly say, well, Lincoln Payne, you just lose thousands of votes because people ain't going to support nobody who's supporting police officers doing stupid things. They were being stupid, they were being dumb, and they're going to cost us. And they are costing us because they don't pay. We pay. They still get to collect a salary for doing dumbness when the members of the public have to pay because the money what these people are suing for and what they're going to win coming out of the public treasury. So, yeah. I'm with that. At all. You know what I'm saying to you? And of course, you have persons who are crying. They want the police to be properly educated on how to handle crisis complaints, how to deal with situations like the situation with the young lady. Because the young lady was under arrest originally. She ended up in the station because somebody saw her and saw that she needed help and tried to assist her. And when they realized she was a little out of control, they called the police to try to assist her. And the police botched the whole situation, embarrassed the nation, and put us in such a state that you have Americans who are now crying for their U.S. government to block visas to all of the officers who were involved in the case, and to block visas to the Bahamas until if this matter is not handled properly. We have a situation where the U.S. government is saying, you know what?